and welcome to the Popcorn Junkies.
Forgive this.
Forgive
this. We came from the gym.
This.
We came from the gym and then we had to cook, we had to film.
Yep.
And then we were just about to flop on the sofa while the baked tomatoes
Stuffed tomatoes. Tantalisingly
and
red.
Then we thought, oh my God, we cannot relax until we've told everyone about, what was it?
The Idol. I love the way you have no interest in remembering even the names of a series.
No, but I can remember everything about it that I...
Yeah, so this is the new series. Let's just give context for anyone who doesn't know what it is. It's the new series. It's a HBO series. It's currently streaming on Sky Atlantic. First episode has landed. It's created by the same brains, producers, director, Sam Levinson, who made Euphoria, which obviously was a massive hit. And was a massive hit because Euphoria. It was a sort of unflinching examination of what it means to be a young adult in modern day America, but modern day
bloody
life.
Terrifying if you've got young teens.
Absolutely. And this is a new series. Now, it's most notable for the fact that the two leads in it, or the two big names attached to it, of course, are Lily Rose Depp, which is Johnny Depp's daughter, and The Weeknd, or as I like to call him, The Weeknd. Singer, songwriter, producer, girls adore him. And of course, this, you know, acting isn't his comfort zone. This was screened at the Cannes Film Festival. I think the first two episodes were screened. And it was met with rapturous applause, which means absolutely nothing at Cannes, because they can stand up for 7 minutes and then blow raspberries at the same time. And it's been absolutely torn to shreds by the vast majority of the critics, which we will discuss in a minute. But forgetting what people are thinking and forgetting what people feel they ought to be thinking, etc., etc., we tuned in last night, and personally, I was absolutely blown away by Lily Rose Depp, first and foremost.
Yeah, first and foremost, a megastar. She's a megastar. She's exquisitely beautiful. She has this, like, she has that wonderful mix that only some stars have, where she can be, and I don't like to always say Marilyn, but she has a Marilyn-esque thing about her because she has this real fragility and vulnerability, but an incredibly powerful internal dialogue. And her bone structure is extraordinary, isn't it? It's like, I said to Mark, I look forward to episode two, when, because I'm hoping by episode two, I won't be going, oh my God, she looks so like Johnny, she looks so like a mum, she looks so like Kate Moss.
Yeah.
But then Kate Moss.
Isn't a mum.
No, it's not a mum.
No,
but,
I know.
But often movie stars and models are drawn to each
other because
they look a bit like each other. It's the narcissism, it's the deep narcissism in
them.
So she's so exquisite that it's a bit distracting.
It is distracting.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But not her fault. She's just so beautiful. But her performance, not from the first 10 frames, I was a little bit, ooh.
Well, it's very explicit.
We're not going to go with this.
Yeah.
When she was doing the different shots with the photographer. But then very quickly I thought, oh, we've got Starhish because she can really act as well.
Well, also the series has come out, has been under the spotlight. I think Variety magazine released a piece a couple of months ago, we did it on the Weekly Rushes, where allegedly huge numbers of the production team, the crew, the cast, felt uncomfortable with a great number of the scenes that they were asked to perform from a sexual monitoring, what they called the kind of people who were on set, kind of intimacy coordinators and all that. There was a lot of unsettled words. I mean, now, lots of people on the crew and cast have since pushed back against that and said that's absolute nonsense. There's a feeling that people want this to fail, and I think the feeling for that stems from it being, unfortunately, Lily Rose Depp as the lead. Just, I realise I haven't really said what it's about. It kind of, I think, as you said last night, it's kind of retelling a sort of Britney Spears
it's
story.
It's a kind of Britney Spears, and they do mention Britney at the beginning, don't
she's
they?
She's a pop star.
So the beginning, oh my God, was just so delicious for us. Because she was doing a big photo shoot in her beautiful home, and there was an argument going on about intimacy, but she wanted to flash her tits and they didn't want to do all of this, which was just joyful for us, wasn't it? And then just a fabulous cast stepped in one by one.
Oh my God.
They were all brilliant. They were all really well written
characters
and all really clearly drawn characters of agents, publicists,
photographers,
general wankers.
Yeah.
Very Hollywood.
Journalist.
This woman, Divine Joy Randolph. Well, I hope I'm going to see loads of her.
Well, not just her, but also a shout out here to Hank Azaria, who is an absolute doyen. He is an old Hollywood epic star. But also, can I give a shout out too, because she's absolutely sensational, Rachel Sennett, who was recently Kiki watched Bodies the other night. She is a standout actress in that.
She plays her personal assistant, Lily Rose.
Adams was great as the kind of sort of, you know, long in the tooth.
In the old days, they used to get fucked up the ass. Yeah. In the hallway.
And then Eli Roth came in and said, that was me fucking you up.
The ass. So for us, the dialogue between all these, you know, showbiz wankers was just delicious. And it will be in trouble for me, the series, if we don't get more of that. Because I didn't realise it was the same director as Euphoria, because we had some very Euphoria-like scenes, didn't we, in the clubs. Mm. That amazing scene with them all driving in the car. Most of the time, Lily Rose is topless.
Well, she is. Yeah, I mean, you're seeing her body pop out all the time. I think that's something. And I think that really is interesting, because I think that is a direct thing about Britney, because I thought the way they shot that was quite clever, because it was so incidental, and yet it was a good steer on where her mental health was. What I really liked about her performance, and it got stronger and stronger and stronger, was she, I mean, for vast chunks of this, she's just looking. And then I always find it very eggy when you see someone who looks beautiful, so you're kind of mesmerised by them. And then when they open their mouths, it's kind of like a bit like the moment Kate Moss did at the Johnny Depp trial. You're like, what the fuck just came out?
But she's deeper.
No, she's deep. She's in it.
She's in it. Come on. Her dad's Johnny Depp. Her mum's Vanessa Paradis. Mm. She'll have travelled the world. She'll have gone to the best schools ever. She'll have mixed with so many different people. She, you know, with these Hollywood kids, they can go one way or the other often, can't they? Where it's just a complete waste. But I think she's obviously very intelligent. She's nuanced.
Much more nuanced than I felt the critics have given it credit for so far. And this is what really annoys me about these things. I think a lot of people come into these sorts of projects having decided before they've looked at it. That said, I was not as comfortable, not editorially, because it deals with pretty explicit stuff, facial cum shots, all sorts of stuff. She's caught up in a drama where someone's published a photograph of her with stuff on her face.
But do you remember Euphoria? We found it a bit difficult at the beginning because it was so graphic.
So explicit.
And it's a bit like that, isn't it? And Weekend. The problem with him is he's too good.
Do you think? A lot of people are saying he can't
so
act.
Revolting. No. That's the character.
No, I know.
That's
predatory.
The horrible, predatory psycho who's sliming around her, and like the PA, Rachel, can like see how revolting
he is. She says he's very rapey.
He's rapey, and he's so revolting.
Oh, he's hideous.
I think if people are thinking that's bad acting, it's not. It's just because he's smarmy.
Yeah, I suppose my problem... For me, the front 20 minutes was like Succession.
Oh, it's delicious.
In the world of pop star Hollywood megalomania. It was Succession. It was crisp. It was whip smart. It was funny. It was moving.
A perfect combination of Succession and Euphoria.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, brilliant. And also the thick of it. It had the thick of it lunacy to the whole sort of industry and what have you. Brilliantly written, brilliantly performed ensemble. Then we go very much sort of into sort of Lily Rose Depp's psychology, and we get much more of a sense where we go to her night out with her
assistant, where she
meets the weekend at this club.
And we find out, so she's not just, because nobody is just one thing. You know, we've seen already, she's very lovely with all her staff and with her dancers. And again, it feels very like Britney, doesn't it?
It does.
Then we see them torture. She's very good at playing the mental health stuff that's going on.
Vulnerability.
But then we see this real vixen, masochist, who is hunting out the thrills with dangerous sex and dangerous people. And she plays all of that just brilliantly. But the problem with me and the sex and Weekend and her is when you are a parent, it's so difficult. Before I had children, I would have just lapped every bit up of it, all the perversions and everything. I'm just, you know, just voyeuristically. But I'm just cutting all the time to the young people I know and how easy it is to get taken in by
shits like that.
And, you know, the drinks getting spiked. And
that club scene was deeply predatory, deeply threatening. There was a guy who was trying to kind of woo her personal assistant. I felt, you're right, the parental hackles were
just
up.
Came up.
And I was just like, oh my God, everyone's just so horrible. Yeah, Yeah.
This is what we talk about on Coffee Moaning. This is what I talk about on Loose Women. This is what we're always like campaigning for, in a way, more awareness, more men taking responsibility. And then we were right in the sordid hell of it. And I was like, I went like a mother.
Yeah, I was pleased she mentioned how horrible his rat's tail hair was, because I had a huge problem. But tell me about
forgive her for that.
Oh, do you think that's what it's going to be?
Because he went so nasty.
But he was so hideous to look at. I couldn't believe that she was drawn to him.
No, but that was part of the
thing. I know
you
said this, yeah, but
that was like so scary for me. Is I've seen this happen so many times with big stars and with these absolute creeps.
Yes, he's a creep.
Think of who can we think of?
I don't know.
Tina Turner, Ike Turner.
Right.
Horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible,
well, no, we know he was after the event,
man.
But what did he? Was he? Did
no,
he
but
present
he was
in
like,
a repulsive?
Well,
fashion?
I can think of people that I have met.
Oh.
And everyone goes, how can she not see what he is?
Right.
It's so obvious that he's skanking her.
Well, you see, for me, that was a major problem for me. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think that that's obviously a thing that I just have no experience
of. But the thing is, I wanted to finish on that. I wonder if it is that there's so much kowtowing and so much smoke blown up stars' arses that they will often go for a nasty person. And when she says to him, he goes, why do you trust me? And she says to him, maybe you're just enough of a dick that you're actually going to be honest with me.
Yeah, but I'm using it.
The desensitization of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm so nervous for the rest of it, because I just think, what's going to happen to her? I can't bear it. I always feel like her mum.
I thought, like you, I don't know if I could do episode after episode of what happens in the last half hour, because for me it felt like a much more stylized and less grey version of 50 Shades of Grey. That's what I was getting. She went in and turned on her computers, and I was thinking, you know, and the blanket was put over her face, and it's much more predatory. It's less kind of, you know, consensual as in 50 Shades of Grey, though I've never seen it.
It's totally consensual from her.
No, I know, but it is and it isn't, isn't it? It's like, to what extent was, you could argue, Brittany loved doing
but
this.
She's got, but if you go back through all her damage, which has led her to this place where she's in this house with a dangerous man who is, you've got a knife out, then yes, but in that situation, she
was like
very
he was like the Phantom of the Opera with his
hideous. But I think they characterize that to show this is what happens.
How far off
fucking
you can go.
Creeps can pull beautiful, talented women and destroy their lives.
Well, I really hope that you said it. I agree with it. I hope that the series is a healthy or unhealthy balance between. Some of that, obviously, because that's what it's about. He's a cult leader. She's going to become quite, you know, caught in his spell and what have you. But for me, I think you have to have... I want much, much more of how they all went into agents, publicists, journalists, wardrobe, photographers. Their damage limitation exercise around this explicit sexual shot that had been posted, and the way in which they were all trying to skin it into, this is a show of positivity, of strength, of weakness, this can turn to our advantage. I can't get enough of that strategizing.
But it's also what scared me for the future of the series, because they suddenly all disappeared.
Yes.
And, you know, she's in this house with just her PA, and it's like she's this precious piece of gold for all of them. How is she now so vulnerable with this person? And I think, are they now not going to be in the rest of the series?
And just on that point, a final note, I thought one of the most powerful moments from Lily Rose Depp, I don't know if you remember, was when she's rehearsing a dance routine. And there's a point where she just sits on her knees. I thought it was quite art house, this moment, when she just kept looking at all of her players, all of her managers.
Watching
and she was just looking at them all, and she kept saying all the way through, where's my foot? What is going on? There's something happening.
But she kind of didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And then the way they told her, the brutality of the way they told her.
Yeah, true.
It's just delicious.
Delicious.
Just watch it, but not if you are faint-hearted.
Good God, no.